This is the Great American Heroes Podcast, powered by the DAV Department of Massachusetts.
All right, we are here on location at the DAV 5K Boston, Veterans Day 2023. We are here to celebrate Veterans Day, and we're here to honor our veterans, run and walk to support our veterans, and ultimately raise as much money as we can for the DAV Department of Massachusetts. I'm your host, Isaiah, and I'm sitting with my good friend, Paul Wahlberg. Paul, how are you, brother?
I'm good. How are you?
Good, good.
What a beautiful day.
This is so nice. Well, last year it was pouring rain.
Last year, we've had a multiple of weather.
Right.
You know, when you come down there, some days it is so cold, but all the runners come out, and they're in shorts, they're in everything, and it's just, you know, I don't know how they do it, but it's been great, and it's a beautiful day. There's a little bit of breeze, but it's just spectacular. It's a great day for the 5K.
I want to thank you for all your support and everything you've done through your own personal work, through your restaurants, everything you do for veterans. Tell me why the DAV, Department of Massachusetts, is so important to you, Paul Wahlberg.
Well, it's not important to me. It's important to all of us, right?
Of course.
And so all of us at Wahlbergers, you know, we believe in supporting our veterans. And you know, when you think about all of the injuries and all of the things that can happen and all of the things that the support that the veterans need when they come back.
Right.
And so, you know, we just know that it's important and we want to be there. And we're just fortunate that they allow us to be there, you know, because when you look at the DAV and you look at all of these programs that allow regular people to get involved, to help support, and really, you know, because we want to say thank you at every opportunity.
Exactly. And we're talking to Paul Wahlberg. He's a huge supporter of the DAV Department of Massachusetts. You have been for years. You're always involved in our radiothon, in our DAV on location. You're so giving, and we all try to do that. And something that Paul just mentioned is very important. We're always looking for more people to help. Volunteers, volunteers, volunteers. If you can't donate financially, your time is just as valuable. And you can find out all that information at DAV5K.Boston. But, I mean, just talk about some of the things. You know so much about the DAV. These different programs that they provide, I mean, those weren't always around for veterans.
No. And you know what it is? As things evolve, right? Mm-hmm. You know, everything in this world is evolution.
Right.
So as it all evolves and, you know, there are certain things that you're not going to know. If you see, you know, a lot of times you see a veteran, you may not see wounds, mm-hmm. but there are wounds that exist.
Right.
And so all of the different things that are important, and as we discover more, mm-hmm. obviously, you know, and the capabilities change, everything's different. And like you said, if you can't donate financially, being there to support, being there to pick someone up when they need a ride, to do whatever it takes to help be supportive, you know, it's as simple as that.
It really is. And that's really the backbone of what we do with the volunteers, the DAV Department of Massachusetts, being a nonprofit. We try to do everything we can do every day. We've got amazing sponsors, amazing partners, friends and family, but that depth of volunteers, that is just such a deep pool of humans that does the driving, helps out in Gardner, helps out with the 5K setting up, and this has just grown and grown and grown. I'm really proud to be involved in this every single year.
It's amazing, for me to watch it and see, like, I'm just in awe, and I'm in awe of all the work that gets done by the DAV and all of the volunteers and the people that really make it happen, and the people who go about it quietly,
mm-hmm.
right, which is the real impressive thing.
Those are the
best
ones.
But they just go about their business, say, you know what, I'm here to support them. What can I do?
Right.
What do you need? And they just go about it and they get it done, and it's amazing. And just but you know what? It's all about the team leadership.
Oh yeah.
Because that really makes it possible. Because you know how it is. You know, if you don't have that infrastructure there, it can be very chaotic.
Well, Dan Stack has been running the DAV Department of Massachusetts for 50 years. 50 years, that guy. And I think he might be possibly thinking about, notice I said might be possibly thinking about retiring. So he's no longer the adjutant, but he's still the CEO. And Michael and his wife, Kayla, are going to pick up right where Dan left off. And I'm excited for the next generation of what the DAV Department of Massachusetts can do.
Well, you think about that foundation that's been built. And that's really when you think about the importance of that foundation of this is how you go about it. This is how you start. And this is how it evolves and grows more.
Right.
But that great solid foundation and the real true leadership that's been provided by Dan, it's just been amazing.
He is a superhuman being. We're talking to Paul Wahlberg. Talk a little bit about the evolution of Wahlbergers. Where are you? I was at Foxwoods this last weekend, and I'm like, oh, I'm in the elevator going down to lose more money. I tried to win. And all of a sudden, boom, up pops. Wait. we're at Foxwoods. Like, how many do we have now total?
There's 104, I believe, is the number. And
depending on when you listen to this episode, because it could be 110 by the time you listen.
And the Foxwoods one just opened. They've been fantastic, and we love it down there. And everybody's been super supportive. And, you know, we're blessed. And like I said, we just want to do whatever we can to give back.
Now, that's a full family effort. You, the whole family. Yep. I mean, it had to have started with Mom.
My parents beat all the right lessons into us, I guess.
They beat all the right lessons into
it took a little bit of work, trust me.
Well, and talk about Mom and Dad. How does one go from, you know, you're running restaurants and one's a movie star, and like, where's the what kind of beatings did you all take?
Whatever was needed. Whatever was needed, whatever was
necessary.
Go out
and get a job.
Pretty much, because with nine kids, and, you know, we grew up very humbly, if you needed something, you had to go get money. You had to earn money for it.
Work it out.
Exactly. And you had to figure things out. And, you know, I'll tell you, the harder you work, the luckier you get. And I'll tell you, you know, my brothers and the example they set and how hard they work and the care and dedication, and they're true professionals at what they do. It's as you know, my whole family, we're trying to do the best we can.
They'll say the very same of you. I know you're like you're nodding your head. You'll stop it.
Yeah, bunch of hooey.
A bunch of hooey, really? We're talking to Paul Wahlberg. So much support and love from you, from your family, from everybody that's in your organization. We can't thank you enough for everything you do for the DAV. And, we just keep.
It's the DAV makes it possible for us to support.
Right.
And do what they do.
Right. That's our dear friend Paul Wahlberg. And anybody listening to this episode, you want to know more about the DAV, you want to make a donation, it's real simple. DAV5K.Boston.
This has been the Great American Heroes Podcast, powered by the DAV Department of Massachusetts.